I'm Wade Beaver, CEO of DoApp. Been in existence almost 3 years now, knock on wood. We have derived from IBM and Google, which is pretty interesting. Our founder, Joe Shriver, was an early employee at Google. In fact, he was the first UI designer there. And, you know, we started in 2008 and decided, what do we want to do? And we looked at the mobile infrastructure and kind of said, mobile's going to be the next computing change. We really think it's going to change the game. So we were excited and decided, let's get in this wild, wild west thing called app development.
So you obviously have a creative team. You have several developers.
Yep.
So I understand you have several apps in the marketplace, and actually many are very popular. But before we get to the engine, which is your bread and butter,
yep.
Tell us a little bit about your other applications.
Absolutely. When we got started, you know, like everybody else, we didn't know what would stick. I mean, everybody was trying to figure out what kind of app would be the next popular app or whatever it was going to be. We were pretty fortunate that in the infancy of the Apple Store, the Android Store, now the Microsoft Store, we've been early on in all of those, which has been fantastic because we've learned a lot. What we've really learned is the consumption of mobile is growing rapidly, and people have an appetite for a variety of things. So when we started out, we did all kinds of unique apps. One of our first apps was called the My Light Flashlight, which initially served as just a static white light, but we had other things in there. We had things like fire truck or police car, which would flash like a police car thing. We had it where we used the accelerometer, and when you move it around, it would actually change colors based upon that. If you're at your next rave, you can use it because it's called trippin'. And then we even had a lighter in there where you flick it, and it actually has a real sound of a lighter, and it looks like that. What was amazing was we didn't think anything of it, but we got so much response from people telling us the way they used it. Photographers would tell us they used it as a softbox. People that were radiologists would say, I use the red tint when I'm in there in the x-ray room because I can't use white.
Wow.
We had EMTs telling us they used it at events to call their colleagues over for help. I mean, just all these kinds of stories, so much that we created
simple applications. Yeah.
We created a website called See the My Light just for people to tell us stories.
That's wow, that's great.
So it was really great. So what we learned is, man, this is really going to touch a lot of people. So that stemmed us to do a variety of stuff. We did some games. We have an app called Punchometer, which actually you do an air punch and it truly generates your true G-force, and you can trash talk and communicate with others. And we had one called React that's very similar to Bop It, but uses all the metaphors of the phone. We were just really excited to kind of do a variety of things. Even did some third-party work for Sony and other groups. In fact, when David Cook won the American Idol, our app is what we built for them, called the David Cook Light On app, which was
oh, wow.
his first song, Light On.
Okay.
So, you know, we were pretty excited just to do a variety of things. And kind of after that, we realized there are certain industries that we kind of felt were important to us, not only in our strengths, but where did we want to be as a company and kind of grow up, so to speak.
Right. So those apps obviously were kind of individual apps. They kind of stand on their own.
They do.
Some are very simple. I mean, even the lighter app the light app, the flashlight app.
Yep.
How many downloads have you had of that?
Oh, flashlight app's almost 6 million.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It really is amazing. I mean, that many, and we have at least 250,000 people that use it daily.
And so you're moving most of those applications to Phone 7 as
absolutely.
We speak.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And you know what's funny? They'll get used.
Yep.
I know that. I mean, it's amazing as that base grows. You know, with folks getting onto the Microsoft platform, there's no doubt in my mind they'll use it. So there's a huge appetite for apps. I mean, say what you want. That's what people like. It's so easy. Hit a button. It does what it needs to do for you.
Do you think that's why people buy phones, is for the apps?
I think we are in an app era, yeah. Which is really funny because when we started this company, we have our CTO was very adamant saying that basically HTML5 is going to overrule all this. I put a wagering bet on him and I said that I think apps are actually going to be bigger than you think. And right now it looks to be that I'm right and I'm going to win that bet.
Yeah, a resurgence of native applications, if you will.
Well, and I think the
like
difference
is a renaissance of native applications.
Well, you know what's funny about it is I really believe people, we've gotten to the point where we're so lazy we don't even want to type in a URL. I mean, we do it all the time. You go to Bing, I'm going to go to Bing to type in where I want to go instead of me knowing the URL. We do it. We do it all the time.
That's why there's web apps. They're just apps so you can just click on
exactly.
Click
and
on
that's
the icon.
What we've seen.
Yeah.
I've seen the learning curve, which really is amazing. I mean, I have kids, so I've gotten to see them use these devices. My parents, they're in their 70s, and I've gotten a chance to see how they actually communicate, you know, and you see the age difference, and you see really generationally how they've accepted it. And what I've learned is if they can use it on both ends of those, then we've done what we need to do correctly.
That's good. That's a good measuring stick. So aside from the ones that stand on their own, talk about your bread and butter. That application, really, it's an engine, and it's an infrastructure, and it's even growing beyond that.
Yeah, really what our core piece now is we've really looked at different verticals, one being real estate and another being medical, but then another important one is news and information. And we really looked and said news and information is an important piece, and it's changing dramatically. Subscription rates are going down. We all know that. People are watching TV less as far as that news piece. So what we said is we want to create what we called a solution for news and information to be distributed on mobile devices in an easy way. And what we realized were there's no really infrastructure out there for these local news properties, which is a dying issue that we're dealing with. You know, where local news comes from, right down to your smallest market that might be 150, 160, right up to, you know, some of the largest groups in New York City, Chicago, and so forth. So what we said is there a way that we could dynamically get them on mobile fast? And what can we do to understand how they really manage their news and information? So we did a lot of research, did a lot of communicating with newspapers, news stations, radio stations even. How did their flow work in the workflow? And that really was a big thing. So with news stations, you know, they're used to broadcasting. They're not in the business of distributing news on mobile or on web. Same with newspapers. They're used to doing print. What we realize is that's changing. So they're all media companies now. So we built an engine that basically, and we can guarantee and say, we can put a news station or news property out in market in less than 30 days. Easy. And in wow. fact, we have stories where we've done it, had them set up, do their stuff on the back end with our engine piece, pop the ad out or app out, turn around, and in 24 to 48 hours, we have an app ready to go.
That's incredible. Yeah. So the app is actually called what?
Mobile Local News is the platform that we have.
Right.
We let each and every news station brand it the way they want.
And how do you do that?
So on our back end, we have basically a simple web interface that lets them put in their artwork, their navigation, how they want it. It's all dynamic. So I'll use an example. If you're from the South and you're in a tornado area, and they want to have a section called Tornado 101, maybe it's education content and everything like that, they can go out on the back end, add that main level category, put in RSS feeds, maybe even a load URL, which might be just a web URL view, a web view inside of it. Do all that, hit submit, or not even submit, just it's good, save, it's live within 5 minutes. So they can add categories, move categories. We really looked and said, we don't want to replace their content management system.
Right.
What we want to do is be an add-on above it. And what we've learned is we really are a mobile content management
system. And your system helps them configure it, and then you help them present it.
Absolutely. It's okay. Easy. I mean, I seriously, when I do the demos with clients and show it to them, I always say, this is going to be the only training you're going to get. It's a five-minute promotional piece, and that's it. And they've never had any problems. Usually the only issues we ever see are issues with the RSS feed.
Right.
It's okay. Usually something on their end with the RSS feed. Otherwise, it's easy enough to put in.
So does every affiliate have all the same features, or are they kind of have their own choice of different features?
They have their own choice.
Can you give us an example
of
different
affiliates?
Yeah,
here's an example. One of the things that we felt was really important was user-generated content. The idea that somebody could sit there, take their phone, take a video, take a photo, and submit a story right to the news property. That was really key, and that's where, like, Windows Mobile here is a great opportunity, because now you're using the device, and this is where apps are way ahead of the web. Is that app integrated in there? With one click, they can hit submit story. It says, do you want a photo from your library? Do you want to take a photo or video? You do it. You record it. You hit submit. It's up there.
So you support UGC content.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
Great.
And that's really key. Now, here's the other best part. What we do is
these aren't simple readers. These are very rich news applications.
They are. And we love the Metro style. It is just so smooth, so clean. And what we've realized is not on top of that, not only do they submit that news story and they can be part of what I call the conversation of news, you know, with their local news property, is the fact that we also can geolocate that. So we're going to start doing map views of where the stories were submitted so people can know and say, I'm standing here. Where's the news around me?
Wow, that's cool.
You know, which is really a different view.
So besides, you know, the typical things you typically see in news applications, there are a bunch out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see obviously news and sports. What other features besides UGC that you guys offer in your
geolocated weather, which is okay. Really important, obviously. You know, weather is always an important piece, depending on where you live. But most people, and we've seen this, what, right now, there's, snow in 49 states right now? I think mm-hmm. There's only one state that's not touched. Hugely important, and what we see in our traffic is exactly that.
You have traffic too as well.
Okay. Geolocated traffic,
that's
wherever
great.
You're at. So right now we're in Chicago. I can pull it up, even if it's a station in West Virginia, and I have their app. But I'm in Chicago today. I get Chicago weather and I get Chicago traffic. So, and we're going to add all kinds of other function and
pieces. It's a living newspaper, basically.
It is a living newspaper.
Okay,
so,
that's great.
Yeah.
So how long did it take you to build this infrastructure? I mean, can you give an idea before you even tackled Phone 7? Obviously, this was without
yeah,
iPhone.
Just the back-end architecture alone, we spent about 9 months
yeah.
developing with a lot of resource. And, you know, part of that, we refined a lot of things. Part of it was we also have an ad network built around that geolocates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our goal is to really have hyper-local advertising long-term. That's where we want to be and offer it up for every mom-and-pop shop.
Okay.
To have that opportunity. And relevant news, relevant advertising, relevant opportunities, and that's really what we kind of see. So it was about 9 months in the back end development. The front end phone development stuff sometimes seems trivial. The key is creating a great experience.
Yeah.
And I think that was key when we started to do, you know, Phone 7 here. Looking at that Metro style, and our designer was really like excited about what it did, the simplicity, how smooth it really went, and that was kind of key. So we look at two things, saying the back end engine's important. Very
yes.
important. It's the brains of it. But what's the cosmetic look? And I think that's where we've really tried to refine.
You want to exploit the phone and the UI of the phone, right?
Absolutely. And the metaphors, the phone. Every phone really kind of functions somewhat differently.
Yeah.
So and the operating systems. And you have to think about that when you're developing that and realize, what does the consumer really want? What are they trying to accomplish? I always say, with mobile news distribution, we have really found that it's about anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5 minutes that the average consumer sits and reads news on a mobile device. It's because they're reading it in simple nuggets. You know, it's the time you're on the train, it's the time you're on the bus, you have that moment, and that's how you're capturing that information. So what we've realized is we need to make it very simple for them to get in, read stories quickly. We have integrated video in there. It's pretty surprising, though, not as many people watch video.
Interesting.
They read. And the feedback we've got was consumers said, you know, I don't want to bother people around me.
So what are your impressions overall of the it's not really a migration, because like you said, it's a net new
it is
built
absolutely
effort
net
taking
new.
Advantage. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your impression of the overall life cycle and the length of time it took to build the new app on the new platform?
Actually, I think it went very well. Again, like I said, we've been part of all the infancies of all the platforms, and we actually said this one was much more mature. In the initial get-go than what we've seen from the other ones.
Especially for a first-gen.
For a first-gen, absolutely. So we saw a lot of that. We saw a lot of great support from Microsoft, which helps.
Okay, great.
You know, I think the key component is it's really not a migration. It's about looking at the phone and the OS and realizing what can we do and maximize it.
Right.
So we had an opportunity to kind of clean slate, say, what would we do differently?
Right,
and so there's some things that we've done. Much cleaner interface, loading times are faster. And that's key.
Yeah.
That's really key on a
yeah.
mobile device, especially when you start talking about 3G networks and things like that. You know, they're just not as fast.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, as 4G comes, that's another opportunity. One of the next things we're rolling out is live streaming. We've already tested some live streaming at some high school hockey games in Minnesota, which mm-hmm. has been kind of neat to see. So we're going to see the same thing, you know, with this. Imagine, you know, quickly a reporter or anchor could actually even use the phone to do a live newscast.
Absolutely.
To send back.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
Was there a little bit of taking a couple steps back because Metro was significantly different? Yeah,
absolutely. Especially because on the iPhone side and the Android side, we actually tried to replicate the experience. But the one thing we learned through that process was you really can't replicate on each phone. You really have to maximize what the OS offers and what they have. And I think that's why we kind of knew that navigational design that we had for the other devices wasn't going to work well with the Windows Phone. The Metro thing actually fits much better. It's very smoother.
Right. Right.
You know, and we had some unique things we added. You know, obviously working with migration.mobi, they did a great job just helping us, you know, make that move
right.
and understand that, hey, you know what, this is not a one-to-one. It's really creating from scratch.
Right.
And our designer was excited. He actually loved the phone and loved everything that it offered. So it was
that's
cool.
great. So it was a clean slate for him. That's great.
It was, yeah. He didn't feel like he was just passing it over. He felt like he could actually go and say, you know, some of the things that we didn't do well in the other ones, we can do better here.
So finally, last question. Any challenges with the platform? Did you find any major headaches or did they just normal growing pains?
I think they were normal growing pains. I think always when you're doing that early release, you know, there's always challenges. you know, logging in and getting kind of set up initially with different logins and stuff was probably our biggest challenge. Like, okay, why did you have one and then another? You know, I think that, but that all gets pretty easily worked out.
Right.
You know, I always say, make it really easy for those developers to get their product out. You know, I think that's key because we're definitely in an era right now where people are buying phones based on cool features, but more than anything, they want to know what apps are available. And utilize that. So if you have an ecosystem that's large enough, I think that's really important. And I think that was the only challenge we really saw, you know, amongst. And then it was just because a lot of phones weren't out yet.
Well, least but not least, let's demo.
Great. All right. Looking at the application, we really love the Metro look. I mean, it's just smooth with all these categories. And all these categories, what's amazing is they're dynamic. That's what's really kind of cool about the whole thing. They can go in right now and add another category, and it's going to show up within the app within 5 minutes. Very smooth. You have your sub-navigation and your top-level navigation. I actually love this about the Metro look because it's very smooth when you come in, very clean, and I know that I can. It gives you about half that word, so you know you can swipe through quickly with each one of these categories. I mean, it's just amazing, the feel, the fluidity of it. It's just you know, phenomenal. The other thing that we liked about this, we had a real restriction in our design of our other apps, which is the fact that the names, if they were too long on our back end, they truncated. But with the Metro look, it didn't matter. They sized and went all the way across. So you could have a term like entertainment and actually go all the way across instead of it being entertainment and it's, you know, hung over somewhere. So, again, you entertainment, you got your subcategory, you hit news. Now it shows your sub-navigation. To simply get back to the main navigation, you just hit one button, which is really slick. But now I've got all my news articles. It loads. If there's a photo available for it, you easily just swipe through it, which is great. Read an article. Comes in and loads up. What's really cool is after it loads up, very smooth, you can go ahead and hit share via email, text, Twitter, or Facebook. So the whole social piece is really, really important. So I'm gonna go ahead and hit back. You know, you can swipe through each category as you're going through, which is really nice because we didn't have that on the other devices that we've developed. So, I mean, we've really seen some added bonus that we've got here, you know, with these articles. So, very, very smooth. And again, like I said, just to get back, it's very simple. I hit that back button, and I'm back into news, and I can go back even further and go back into those main categories. Again, horoscopes, info, traffic. You can look at your traffic view, which is really slick.
We are running on a very slow
server out here. Yeah, I'm sure we're inside of a building, so it's not a big deal.
Where the Chicago Tower is,
yep.
It's not the best reception.
But you know what's amazing? Actually, that's loading fairly fast for being
itself,
for itself. So, and you can pinch and zoom in and zoom out, which is great. So, you know, we're actually looking at integrating the Bing Maps. Like I had talked earlier, I'm really happy with what we're doing with weather. That we're going to have some weather radar around the Bing Maps thing, which is really, really slick. Overlays. I'm going to go ahead and hit back and move back to the main category. So again, you've got, you know, traffic, news. Go back to the, you'll see here. Sorry about that. A nice load that comes in. What's really cool is actually you've got weather in the top right quickly, so you'll find your weather piece. It looks like you probably have your geolocation turned off right now. But if you had it on, it would actually know that we were in Chicago. Yeah, it provides both.
Yep,
which is great. Yeah, because it asks you. We always want to ask that question. So it's got webcasts, you know, sports. Again, all these are dynamic, so every news property gets their own custom branded component. Then we have ads, obviously, at the bottom that rotate in, which is great. So you've got simple text ads, and then we'll have the geolocated ads. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Horoscopes.
Again, all these categories are dynamic, but I mean, you know, it's really important. As you know, you have video, you have entertainment. Horoscopes today, which is great, so they can load it in. The other thing that was kind of cool is this background is all dynamic color change that we can do on our back end in real time, which is way cool. So again, you can read your horoscope. Give us today's, yesterday's, and again, what's really cool about it, you can share that stuff, that viral component. We have really found that with our research that we have or our data that we've collected so far, it's amazing how many stories are actually shared. You know, I would have thought it would have been like less than 1%. We're actually seeing anywhere from 5 to 8% of all stories are being shared in some form, whether Twitter, Facebook. So, anyway, that's really it. The simplicity of it is that.